Yes, indeed. We are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have in mind on this holiday weekend. You can call it in or you can text it in. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a great weekend. Oh, man.
Yes.
I have a feeling, I mentioned really early this morning, probably going to be breaking some records at the Minnesota State Fair. Such comfortable weather. Warmer today, 85, but in the low to mid-70s for Sunday and Monday. It's going to be fantastic. By the way, Lindis, of course, Lindis Construction is out at the fair. Where are you guys located?
The upper level of the grandstand, you know, we're in the back corner, so... which is also where the restrooms are. So if you just try to find the restrooms and the upper end of the grandstand, you'll go by the Lindis Construction booth. We're kind of tucked away in the corner. We've been working with the State Fair for about 4 years to get into a different spot. But we are there, and you can see the solar shingles that are actually set up where you're actually can watch a meter and see how much energy they're actually generating inside the grandstand there. You can see LeafGuard, Infinity Windows, of course, a variety of the decking, and talk to any of the people there.
And use the restroom. If you
and use the restroom. Yes,
nearby.
Indeed.
Yeah. How
you
how
know, I think, yeah. Was it Tuesday when it shut down a little bit early? I was getting pictures from up there, and... you know, it was like a, you know, 6 inches to a foot of water to out from the grandstand there. He was sending pictures. It looked like the cornstand guys were doing belly flops into the street. It was something, you know, I think this is year 20 or so for us at the fair. I don't ever remember the streets flooding like that before.
No, not like that. No. Not at all. What are the people asking about? Have your folks, your people been mentioning what, I mean, if they can see that the solar has to be a real big item there.
You know, it is. It's still, you know, it's going, that part of our business is going pretty slowly. I mean, by design, as we find out more and more. Right now, Denny, what we've been dealing with mainly is it seems like, is wind damage, trees on houses, you name it, structural damage. I had the team out on one after the Tuesday storm, so not just was it Thursday we had the tornadoes? The straight line wind storms, and there was corner posts knocked out of the foundation in a couple of spots. So we've been dealing with structural problems, framing problems, trying to dry things in, temporary patches for the upcoming rain, and working with insurance companies. That's been most of our week, it seems like. We have a couple of big townhome associations. You know, as I age, I'm looking to downsize and looking for one-level homes, and it turns out we have a lot of customers in that same category. You know, we've worked on their houses over the years, over the last, you know, 35 years, and now those customers are moving on to some of these, you know, townhome associations or MOAs.
Sure.
And getting on the board, and we're getting requests for more and more estimates. So on Tuesday, we have all of our LeafGuard people. I think we have 137 units that are getting all LeafGuard gutters on them next week. So a lot of cool things going on at Lindis Construction, keeping us busy, you know, from those 137 unit jobs to the one piece of gutter here or just patching in. No job too big or too small for us, but boy, we got quite the variety going on now, that's for sure. And we just finished a local school district, got in some new Marvin windows, so... that
really?
Should be making those classrooms markedly more comfortable this upcoming year.
Well, those school districts obviously have good taste when they know a quality product when they see it. Now, I thought about you the other day, and about you mentioned LeafGuard gutters. I was looking at during that deluge, or one of them, looking out the one of my back windows, and that those LeafGuard gutters, what are they, can handle like 30-some inches of rain an hour, right?
Yeah, the Good Housekeeping Institute tested them to handle 31 inches of rain an hour. For me, outside of like certain valley areas where the water just doesn't even touch the top of the gutter, it's never about getting the water inside the gutter. It's making sure you have enough downspouts to get the gutter water out of the gutter.
If we ever
have any overflowing problems, that's usually the case. It's lack of downspouts, or sometimes houses flow one way or another. We like to think that they're level. But you know, from somebody that's installed, you know, thousands of feet of gutter in my life, it's pretty rare that a house is perfectly level. In fact, I was working on a brand new home early on in my gutter installation life, and I think it was about a 13-14 foot piece of gutter. I dropped it 2.5 inches and still had water flowing the wrong way. That was a brand new house. So, you know, we have to take a lot of things into consideration in getting the water outside of the gutter, but getting water in the gutter is usually not the problem. It's making sure we have enough downspouts and we're flowing the proper way to get everything out.
Andy, I know we've had questions, either phone calls or texts, about downspouts, and we don't need the certain type here in our house. We have all leaf guard gutters, and have had for, what, 20 years or more, much more. Many more years, but listeners have called in, and they customers, and they've does Lindus supply? I can't remember what you call them. They're kind of not accordion, but you can use those downspouts or the extensions and move them up or down. Is that right?
Yeah, we have hinge extensions, and we have adapters that we can go into the drain tile systems or underground systems.
Right.
Yeah, we have hinge extensions, and we have adapters that we can go into the drain tile systems or underground systems or the beaver system. So depending on the type of drain pipes that you have, we have adapters and or mechanisms that will make sure that the water is getting to where it needs to get to. And, you know, for me, if you're going to have to be removing an extension, say, to mow your lawn, I would put one of those hinge extensions on there, because one thing everybody has to remember is every time you pull that extension off, you're wearing on the metal, and pretty soon that fit isn't as tight as you'd want it. So I would either put in a hinge extension there, or a quick fix is just drill a hole, and then like a double-headed nail you can put in there, and at least it has some type of pin that's going to keep the downspout on there. Because, you know, it's going to be, they don't sell those in, you know, 5 foot sections. So you're looking at, $30, $40, $50 to replace that sometimes. And if you can avoid that, why not?
Is there new construction? I know we're going to break here in a moment, but are the new homes being built without any kind of gutters whatsoever?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, there's a reason why, take a look at the houses we built in the early 2000s, late 90s, or the houses we're building today. You know, it's either a starter deck or it's just a ledger board, no gutters, unfinished basement is typically what you're seeing with those. Now, I think more people are taking into consideration water management, and erosion. For what we spend on our landscaping, you'd think that it would be more of a thought process, but we get it called out to lots of houses. I'll put it this way, Danny. Only half of our customers have existing gutters.
Only half.
So, yeah, it's closer to 60% than 50%. But that's the amount of jobs that we have tear off on. So a lot of times we're going out there, we're the first gutter on there. Now, these people that have gutters, Danny, it's amazing the crap that they try to put in them and on them to keep leaves and debris out. I mean, we can fill 2 dumpsters a week on screens and other apparatuses that people have put on or in their gutters to keep tree debris out. And, you know, 31 years we've been installing LeafGuard. We still only have one service technician, over 75,000 happy customers in the Twin Cities metro area, and it's guaranteed to never clog. If it ever clogs, we come out and clean it for free. Has a lifetime leak warranty, lifetime ice damage warranty, lifetime finish warranty, you name it, it's covered. And those are all warranties good for you and the next person that owns your house. Now, we are, our lead times, I have 15 installation crews right now. Our lead times aren't as good as we'd like them, but we do have emergency services available. If people are having water issues, we will get out there as fast as we can to make sure that you don't have any more damage caused. And I'm telling you, waiting for us is a better option than some of the other gutter guys out there installing tomorrow. There's a reason why our lead times are what they are, Denny. Somebody's asking our text, is it true that there's a 3-month waiting period? Not true. It's more like 2 months, 2.5 months. So almost 3 months. You know, what we've had, look at the rain days we've had this year, Denny.
Certainly.
There's so many washouts that we haven't been able to get any work. And couple that with the every time it rains, there's more of a need. People are getting water in their basements. Their gutters are clogged or whatever the case. We're trying our best to stay up with lead times, and if we have to get out there faster to make sure people aren't getting water in their basements, we do what we have to do. But I'm telling you, it's 6-7 days a week right now at Linus Construction.
Yeah, I believe that. We can talk about employment opportunities, too, when we come back. So let's do that. Certainly invite our listeners, again, to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. Got some text messages we'll impart here in a moment. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, temperature-wise, we have 67 degrees. We're on our way to 85. That's the high today. If you're heading to the State Fair, Lindis again is in the grandstand. Check him out. 73 the high tomorrow, 74 on Monday. Some great weather here on this Labor Day weekend. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show on this Labor Day weekend. Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I'm going to pick up on some text messages that we're getting, and certainly we welcome phone callers as well with their home improvement questions at 651-461-9226. Andy, you had mentioned it before, and I think it's worth repeating that, I mean, it's such a great company that Lindis is, and still family run, but you're looking for some folks to add to your company.
Always, Denny. We're never not hiring. Something we've always been. Good people are hard to come by, so when you find them, if you can hire them, you do. But right now, window technicians, roofing technicians, leaf guard technicians are all in need. We're looking for machine operators, you name it. If you're looking at a career change, whether you're entry level or a craftsman already, we have a spot for you, and we plan on growing. Our goal, Denny, is to grow our people by 15% year over year, every year.
Mm.
And right now, even though I think we've got, 11 or 12 people at Lindis right now under 90 days of employment, including them, we have a 12.9-year average of tenure. So just be prepared. When you come over to Lindis, it's usually for a career, and we're celebrating 20, 25, 30-year anniversaries every month. And yeah, that's a lot of fun for us, and it also is fun for the customer, too. The people, once you have 5-10 years of experience in this industry, or more importantly, even working for us, the customer experience is just better, and they know exactly what to expect. They know our culture. My people that have been here for any length of time know that it's about making the people happy. So we do what it takes, whenever it takes, to make that happen. And heck, this week alone, Denny, the above and beyond stuff I'm getting from my customers about my people, where we're showing up the next day for triage things, taking trees off people's houses, patching roofs. I can tell you this, in the last 2 weeks, is 73. I was going through our opportunities that my people have been on. 73 times we've inspected people's houses and happily reported no damage. Hey, you do not have to make a hail claim here. Not enough damage to worry about, or no damage at all. So that's a service that we just do. It's free of charge, and my people are okay telling people no work needed here, because again, we talked about it earlier. Why the heck would we make up work? We're 10 weeks out already.
I was saying, you and I talk about young people, but not necessarily young, like just out of high school. But what if some person, young man, young woman, has an interest in Lindis Construction? I mean, can they be trained into various things? I assume so.
Absolutely.
Even though they may, like me, cut twice, measure once, you wouldn't want me. But but people who have had no training, you'll train them.
Yeah. Whether you're the with a lot of experience or no experience at all. We have a tool program. We have a training program. And every one of our divisions, whether it's leaf guard roofing, windows, decking, you know, siding, you name it, there's tier systems. So you'll be able to work your way up. And a very, you know, this timeline will be laid out for you, and it'll be a very objective pathway to becoming a foreman or other ways that you can advance throughout the company. So we try to show people those pathways, and it should increase your value, whether for us or anywhere else in the country. Once you're a craftsman in this industry, Denny,
yeah,
you get to write your own ticket, and you will always have work. I can tell you this, it's pretty rare. As I can't remember a time in the last, I don't know, decade where my people didn't have work almost every week outside of weather instances. If it's too cold or we can't work because of weather, it's never because they're in demand. And so I think this, our industry is one of the best industries in the world to get into. And it's not just craftsmen that are after it, Denny. We have accountants. We have developers. We have web dev people. We have HR professionals. Yeah. Heck, look at the laws the state of Minnesota has passed in the last 5 years. I mean, employment law. The amount of time and effort I spend with our employment lawyers is pretty significant. So our industry drives a lot of different trades besides the people putting the things on the wall.
There's
other things that our industry is in need of as well. So just don't, if you don't think, just because you don't wear a tool belt doesn't mean you shouldn't be applying at Roofers or Lindis Construction or other types of companies like mine. I would highly look into it because, heck, you know, we are on a way to growth, and it doesn't seem like no matter the interest rates, no matter where the new home construction is going, remodelers seem to always be steady. And
yep.
I can tell you this, I'm one remodeler that doesn't wish for hail. So stay away from hail stormers and stormers. The ups and downs in that industry aren't something I would like to deal with. But for me, I will hope that we have no more wind damage and no more hail damage. In that industry aren't something I would like to deal with. But for me, I will hope that we have no more wind damage and no more hail damage ever. That would be a perfect world for me.
But, and for the rest of us as well.
Exactly.
And we need to take a break. We're going to look at that forecast. Looks pretty good, I can tell you that. When we come back, we'll field some home improvement questions via text. If you want to call it in or text it in, your home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those questions today at 651-461-9226. Andy was looking at a text about a listener wanting to put in a new vanity, and he or she says, I can't run the water and drain straight back. Can I divert them through the vanity? As I recall, several years ago, Lindis had to do that very thing on one of our bathrooms. It's doable, but I guess the structure of the vanity itself, how would you answer
doable.
That question?
I think, you're going to have some know-how, and depending on how the vanity itself is built. But, yeah, no, I think we definitely have done that before.
Yeah, so it's true. But check it out. Check out the structure. Here is a listener that says, I'm a happy customer of Lindis and LeafGuard gutters, very good, but my French drain is plugged, and I need a recommendation from Andy and a reliable company to help me. Debbie sent that in. Plugged up French drain, who would you recommend?
You know, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% certain. I would look for any type of drain cleaning, the Roto-Rooter people. Me personally, I bought the snake and done it myself. I have my own tool to do this. And I think a lot of times, you know, running that snake and a hose down through the French drain can make things happen, unless roots have actually grown through it. Then you might have an issue. So if it is one of those drains that daylights anywhere, you know, it's a little bit easier to deal with for a do-it-yourselfer, but otherwise you're going to have to look into one of the Roto-Rooter guys, or any type of plumbing person is going to be a better bet. There's some landscapers that offer some of those services if they do drain tile work, but yeah, that'd be specifically, I don't really have a good recommendation, Denny.
A listener wants to know if you've ever seen bees in gutters building nesting.
Oh, yeah.
I have not had, fortunately. I haven't had that. You've seen it though.
Yeah. I can tell you this, bee and wasp spray are in all of our vans, and we run into those on a regular basis in soffits and gutters. In any type of hooded type system on gutters, they can sometimes build nests in the hoods, but you know, wasps are going to build nests wherever they do. I have some ground ones right now. My apron in my garage, Denny, I've the little corner there, I don't know how big this nest is. I've gone after it a couple of times, and they still keep coming back. And, you know, I was running the backpack blower along the front of my garage there and didn't realize this pack of ground wasps came up. I got 3 bites on my leg from them. Yeah. I've gone after them twice now. And they're still kicking. I don't know if my wasp spray is just fertilizer to these little fellows or what, but it doesn't seem to cause any harm.
I remember several years ago having whatever critters they were, but they built their nests in the ground, in the rocks of surrounding a tree, whatever. But they were very aggressive, and I didn't realize it, mowing the lawn and being stung. Holy mackerel. And then I went to somebody, and they said, it's funny you should bring this up, the sprays don't work. You have to have some kind of a powder. Supposedly those types of sprays are ineffective for this type of critter. I don't know why I'm getting off on a different tangent here, but just in case.
I'm going to be looking for wasp powder now today, that's for sure.
Yeah, somebody will know out there. We have, as you know, smart listeners, they'll give us some idea. But yeah, and boy, they can be really nasty. Another texter says this, Andy, a 1970 built home, overhangs only have small metal strip for ventilation. How to fix for better ventilation? When could new gutters then be installed?
Unless you're messing with the fascia, new gutters can be installed anytime. The soffit where that metal strip is, a lot of times changing that soffit out and cutting the entire soffit out so you have enough intake, that's what that is meant for. This is where the air is supposed to be going in. But more importantly, the chutes inside the attic, a lot of times the airflow isn't, no matter what the strip is doing, if on that top plate there's not room for air to flow into the attic and out of the roof vents, then it's not going to work. So we have to take a look at your intakes and make sure that sometimes these foam attic chutes need to be installed in order to allow that to happen, especially if you've had any type of insulation added over the years. You know, an R50 insulation, it's quite a, that fills up a lot of attic space. So you need those chutes to come in over the top of that insulation in order to get that intake air where it needs to go. So in theory, well, and this is what is supposed to be happening, that cold air is coming in, pushing the warm air out of your roof vents. So you need more of that intake happening. The goal is to try to create the attic space as the same temperature as it is outside during the wintertime, especially.
Now, you and I have talked about the amount of commercials you'll see, hear, read about windows. And a listener wants to know, what should one look out, maybe look out for is the correct phrase, look for or look out for when looking to purchase new windows. Now, I know Lindus only puts in good stuff. I know that for a fact. So there's no worry there. But what if the customer who does due diligence, shopping around, checking, you know, different, if you believe in reviews, what to look out for when you're looking at windows?
You know, how it's installed is going to be just as important as the type of window that you choose. Now, and tolerances of windows, there's a reason why we use the Infinity window or the Season Guard window. Both of them, when we do blower door tests, do not leak air. And if you look at the ratings for air infiltration, you know, again, I people that lobby and people that run these organizations that do the testing of this, there's a reason why by law, you can only put this number on there. Because the major manufacturers of windows are afraid that if you put the real number on there, they won't pass. Then everyone's going to know that renewal window leaks air like a sieve. So that number, you're not allowed to put. So just put it this way. If the number is, the standard is 1, ours beat that by like 30-fold. But the ratings aren't allowed to go put in there. So your air infiltration rating is important. And how it's installed, really, really important. You want a full frame installation, and more than likely you need new extension jams and new trim. The people trying to reuse your trim, reuse your extension jams, and put an insert window in, you get smaller glass, and it does nothing to address the air infiltration or the water infiltration rate. And I'm telling you, get an estimate from the renewal folks, get an estimate from the Infinity folks, get an estimate from a vinyl manufacturer. And if you sit down and you take a look at the hard numbers, you're going to find that those windows don't come up to the standards that Lindis expects. Our Infinity window does, the Season Guard window does. If I could use, I can use almost any window under the sun. And we choose those two for those reasons, because I'm worried about the next person to sit in my seat 30 years from now. What is this window going to do? And when you're talking about making homes more energy efficient, your air infiltration and your water infiltration are really, really important. And Danny, I've told the story, and it can be 15 below outside. The way these Infinity windows are designed, you're going to have solar heat gain in the wintertime that is unlike the other windows. So 14 below, my workout room, be set at 70 degrees. It might be 71, 72 degrees in there in the afternoon. It means my furnace is not kicking on. My in-floor heat is not kicking on. It's saving me money, and it's saving energy as a whole. It's just and it's making the room as comfortable as it possibly can be. So my brothers both built houses. Any window under the sun they can choose to put in there. It's the Infinity window outside of some doors that Infinity doesn't make. So we go down to the Marvin Ultimate window there. We have a couple of 5-fold doors in my brother Alex's house that are spectacular. You want to see a whole wall of windows move? That's the type of door to put in your house.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. The installation, even more importantly than the actual window. Tell you what, I'm getting a signal here. It's time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more, take more home improvement questions at 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis answering those home improvement questions this morning, as usual, at 651-461-9226. Andy, somebody who may have joined the show a little bit late, we were talking about Lindis hiring folks along a lot of different jobs. But again, we posed it earlier, but what about training new hires? You do that.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, part of the deal, Denny. Whether you're, again, completely skilled and you've been in this industry for a long time, or you're entry level, we will find a spot for you. If it's a good fit, we're going to go through the process of training and investing time, money, and effort into you to turn you into as good a craftsman as you possibly can become. It's a, you know, we do it every year. And this is why we get people to stay with us 15, 20, 25, 30 years, is we're always looking for ways to improve. And I can tell you this, Denny, I'm learning stuff every year. I've been in this industry basically since I was on a roofing job It would be illegal today. Let's put it this way. My dad would probably go to jail if I would go to jail if I was doing this with my kids. You know, you can't have 12, 13-year-olds on roofs anymore. But that's how long that's the, yeah. how old I was when I started roofing. So I learned every year. I'm learning this year. There's new stuff that comes down, new tools, new types of materials to use. Or we look at starting different divisions over the years. You know, adding roofing repairs the last few years. It's one of those things. Solar is something new to us this year. We've got done, you know, we're always looking to add something different or something new. And I can, it's careful with tools. It's an addiction. I can tell you this. It's I feel like some of my carpenters and some of my people sit there and wait for the Milwaukee Tools to come out with something new, and they buy it just because it's new. I'm no different. I have a few tools I bought this year that I haven't even used yet. I mean, I've tried them out and maybe pulled the trigger and put them together, but I haven't used them yet. But because they were new, I had to have them. I got a roofing nailer, Denny. I haven't had a nail on roofing at my own home, and I don't remember when. So, but I have it here.
Oh, you kind of got me started on that same addiction, I think, with Milwaukee and just tools in general. I finally got a cordless angle grinder that works really great. But there are other tools that I thought I should really try to use one of these things one time. But whatever. I guess it's kind of a guy thing. I don't know. Is there any condition, Texter wants to know, or circumstances where the leaf guard gutter warranty would be void? Interesting question.
You know, the finish warranty gets void if there's hail damage on it. Obviously, any type of leak warranty might be void if there's hail damage or wind damage or a tree fell on it or something. So outside of, you know, things, acts of God, no. I don't know. It would be, in fact, I believe that's how it's stated in the actual warranty, meaning outside of storm damage, if it's, you know, things that are covered by your insurance company or what can be considered, you know, storm damage, not covered under the leaf guard warranty. Everything else, covered.
We get this question a lot, as you know, as far as how far does Linda's travel to get do some work. This listener wants to know, does Linda's come out to Hutchinson, Minnesota?
No. Delano is about as far west as we go. Our leaf guard dealership agreement, we will maybe go out that far for customers if it's, you know, other work outside of leaf guard, but our leaf guard dealership agreement ends right there at the county line. So that would be the St. Cloud office that would do that type of work. And just know that that is a corporate owned office. We're one of four, I believe, left in the country that are family owned and operated. But Don't be alarmed by that. That's the industry as a whole. It seems like everything's ran by a corporation nowadays.
Oh, isn't that true? I you and I should talk again about that sometime. We won't put you on the soapbox just yet today. We're almost out of time. Another question. I'm sure Linda's, you guys get this all the time, as far as handyman services for smaller home repairs. What do you recommend when listeners or folks ask you about that issue?
There's a lot of things that we can handle, but the handyman services and smaller repairs usually are going along with other projects. For instance, we'll get our carpenters and our handymen involved on a leak repair, meaning there's some interior work that got damaged or some ceiling or whatever. We'll work on that. But I would, again, when you're hiring anybody for your home, check the references, call the references, and look at licensing and insurance. The biggest problem, the biggest worry I have with handymen is a lot of times they're one or two, you know, people working for them. And if that person gets hurt on your property, that might be on you. If they don't have the proper insurances, that's going to fall on your homeowner's insurance. So, and you think it's difficult getting insurance because he had a hail claim or two, have something like that happen and try to buy homeowner's insurance. It's, yeah. It's so you need to do your due diligence on making those types of hires. And if they need to use your tools, chances are they don't have a license. I just heard that story. Yeah, you grab my ladder. He's using your ladder. And your ladder is 25 years old.
There's a red flag.
You know, so just keep in mind, again, this is our home. Sometimes the easy button isn't the best thing for it. And if you're like me, your home is the biggest investment you have. So you have to take and do your due diligence. Some of this has to fall on the customer. You know, we're the most complained on industry in the country every year, always. It's just the way it is. So yeah. Keep that in mind when you're buying home improvements. You're buying something that gets complained about more than any other industry, more than anywhere else you're going to spend your dollar.
I believe it.
So just mind your P's and Q's, you know, call some references, and if you can get a recommendation, all the better.
We're out of time, Andy, and I urge folks after the holiday, if you want to get some things done, whether it be leaf guard gutters, those Marvin windows, whatever the case may be, 844-9-LINDIS. That's the easiest number to remember, lindisconstruction.com. But call them. Yeah, call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. And certainly head out to the State Fair, get to the grandstand, and look for Lindis there. Andy, enjoy the holiday weekend. I know you will, and let's talk next week.
Yes, sir, Denny. One answer to one quick text here. Makita over Milwaukee. 1995 called. They want their drill back. I mean, Makita makes half the tools Milwaukee does. Any? I mean, right. This guy can't be serious, right?
Okay, we got to run. Thanks, Andy.
See ya. Have a good day.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Yes, indeed. We are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have in mind on this holiday weekend. You can call it in or you can text it in. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a great weekend. Oh, man.
Yes.
I have a feeling, I mentioned really early this morning, probably going to be breaking some records at the Minnesota State Fair. Such comfortable weather. Warmer today, 85, but in the low to mid-70s for Sunday and Monday. It's going to be fantastic. By the way, Lindis, of course, Lindis Construction is out at the fair. Where are you guys located?
The upper level of the grandstand, you know, we're in the back corner, so, which is also where the restrooms are. So if you just try to find the restrooms and the upper end of the grandstand, you'll go by the Lindis Construction booth. We're kind of tucked away in the corner. We've been working with the State Fair for about 4 years to get into a different spot. But we are there, and you can see the solar shingles that are actually set up where you're actually can watch a meter and see how much energy they're actually generating inside the grandstand there. You can see leaf guard, infinity windows, of course, a variety of the decking, and talk to any of the people there.
And use the restroom. If you
and use the restroom. Yes,
nearby.
Indeed.
Yeah,
Was it Tuesday when it shut down a little bit early? I was getting pictures from up there, and you know, it was like a, you know, 6 inches to a foot of water to out from the grandstand there. He was sending pictures. It looked like the corn stand guys were doing belly flops into the street. It was something, you know, I think this is year 20 or so for us at the fair. I don't ever remember the streets flooding like that before.
No, not like that. No. Not at all. What are the people asking about? Have your folks, your people been mentioning what, I mean, if they can see the solar has to be a real big item there.
You know, it is. It's still, you know, it's going, that part of our business is going pretty slowly. I mean, by design, as we find out more and more. Right now, Denny, what we've been dealing with mainly is it seems like, is wind damage, trees on houses, you name it, structural damage. I had the team out on one after the Tuesday storm, so not just was it Thursday we had the tornadoes? The straight line wind storms, and there was corner posts knocked out of the foundation in a couple of spots. So we've been dealing with structural problems, framing problems, trying to dry things in, temporary patches for the upcoming rain. and working with insurance companies. That's been most of our week, it seems like. We have a couple of big townhome associations. As I age, I'm looking to downsize and looking for one-level homes. And it turns out we have a lot of customers in that same category. You know, we've worked on their houses over the years, over the last, 35 years. And now those customers are moving on to some of these, townhome associations or MOAs. Sure. And getting on the board. And we're getting requests for more and more estimates. So on Tuesday, we have all of our LeafGuard people. I think we have 137 units that are getting all LeafGuard gutters on them next week. So a lot of cool things going on at Linus Instruction, keeping us busy, from those 137 unit jobs to the one piece of gutter here or just patching in. No job too big or too small for us. But, boy, we got quite the variety going on now, that's for sure. And we just finished a local school district, got in some new Marvin windows. So. That
really?
Should be making those classrooms markedly more comfortable this upcoming year.
Well, those school districts obviously have good taste when they know a quality product, when they see it. Now, I thought about you the other day and about, you mentioned LeafGuard gutters. I was looking at, during that deluge, or one of them, looking out the one of my back windows, and that those LeafGuard gutters, what are they, can handle like 30-some inches of rain an hour, right?
Yeah, the Good Housekeeping Institute tested them to handle 31 inches of rain an hour. For me, outside of like certain valley areas where the water just doesn't even touch the top of the gutter, it's never about getting the water inside the gutter. It's making sure you have enough downspouts to get the gutter water out of the gutter. Ever have any overflowing problems, that's usually the case. It's lack of downspouts, or sometimes houses flow one way or the other. We like to think that they're level. But from somebody that's installed, thousands of feet of gutter in my life, it's pretty rare that a house is perfectly level. In fact, I was working on a brand new home early on in my gutter installation life. And I think it was about a 13-14 foot piece of gutter. I dropped it 2.5 inches and still had water flowing the wrong way. That was a brand new house. So, we have to take a lot of things into consideration in getting the water outside of the gutter, but getting water in the gutter is usually not the problem. It's making sure we have enough downspouts and we're flowing the proper way to get everything out.
Andy, I know we've had questions, either phone calls or texts, about downspouts, and we don't need the certain type here in our house. We have all LeafGuard gutters and have had for, 20 years or more, much more. Many more years, but listeners have called in and they customers and they've does Lindus supply? I can't remember what you call them. They're kind of not accordion, but you can use those downspouts or the extensions and move them up or down. Is that right?
Yeah, we have hinge extensions and we have adapters that we can go into the drain tile systems or underground systems.
Right.
Yeah, we have hinge extensions and we have adapters that we can go into the drain tile systems or underground systems or the beaver system. So depending on the type of drain pipes that you have, we have adapters and or mechanisms that will make sure that the water is getting to where it needs to get to. And for me, if you're going to have to be removing an extension, say to mow your lawn, I would put one of those hinge extensions on there, because one thing everybody has to remember is every time you pull that extension off, you're wearing on the metal, and pretty soon that fit isn't as tight as you'd want it. So I would either put in a hinge extension there, or a quick fix is just drill a hole and then like a double-headed nail you can put in there, and at least it has some type of pin that's going to keep the downspout on there. Because, it's going to be, they don't sell those in, 5-foot sections. So you're looking at, $30, $40, $50 to replace that sometimes. And if you can avoid that, why not?
Is there new construction? I know we're going to break here in a moment. But are the new homes being built without any kind of gutters whatsoever?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I mean, there's a reason why, take a look at the houses we built in the early 2000s, late 90s, or the houses we're building today. It's either a starter deck or it's just a ledger board, no gutters, unfinished basement is typically what you're seeing with those. Now, I think more people are taking into consideration water management. You know, in erosion, for what we spend on our landscaping, you'd think that it would be more of a thought process, but we get it called out to lots of houses. I'll put it this way, Danny, only half of our customers have existing gutters.
Only half.
So, yeah, it's closer to 60% than 50%, but that's the amount of jobs that we have tear off on. A lot of times we're going out there, we're the first gutter on there. Now, these people that have gutters, Denny, it's amazing mm-hmm. the crap that they try to put in them and on them to keep leaves and debris out. I mean, we can fill 2 dumpsters a week on screens and other apparatuses that people have put on or in their gutters to keep tree debris out. And, you know, 31 years we've been installing LeafGuard. We still only have 1 service technician. Over 75,000 happy customers in the Twin Cities metro area, and it's guaranteed to never clog. If it ever clogs, we come out and clean it for free. It has a lifetime leak warranty, lifetime ice damage warranty, lifetime finish warranty, you name it, it's covered. And those are all warranties good for you and the next person that owns your house. Now, we are, you know, in our lead times. I have 15 installation crews right now. Our lead times aren't as good as we'd like them, but we do have emergency services available. People are having water issues. We will get out there as fast as we can to make sure that you don't have any more damage caused. And I'm telling you, waiting for us is a better option than some of the other gutter guys out there installing tomorrow. There's a reason why our lead times are what they are, Denny. Somebody's asking our text, is it true that there's a 3-month waiting period? Not true. It's more like 2 months, 2.5 months, so almost 3 months. You know, but we've had, look at the rain days we've had this year, Denny.
Certainly.
There's so many washouts that we haven't been able to get any work. And couple that with every time it rains, there's more of a need. People are getting water in their basements, their gutters are clogged, or whatever the case. We're trying our best to stay up with lead times, and if we have to get out there faster to make sure people aren't getting water in their basements, we do what we have to do. But I'm telling you, it's 6-7 days a week right now at Lindis Instruction.
Yeah, I believe that. We can talk about employment opportunities, too, when we come back. So let's do that. Certainly invite our listeners again to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. Got some text messages we'll impart here in a moment. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, temperature-wise, we have 67 degrees. We're on our way to 85. That's the high today. If you're heading to the State Fair, Lindis, again, is in the grandstand. Check them out. 73 the high tomorrow, 74 on Monday. Some great weather here on this Labor Day weekend. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show on this Labor Day weekend. Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I'm going to pick up on some text messages that we're getting, and certainly we welcome phone callers as well with their home improvement questions at 651-461-9226. Andy, you had mentioned it before, and I think it's worth repeating that, I mean, it's such a great company that Lindis is, and you know, still family run, but you're looking for some folks to add to your company.
Always, Denny. We're never not hiring. Something we've always been. Good people are hard to come by, so when you find them, if you can hire them, you do. But right now, window technicians, roofing technicians, leaf guard technicians are all in need. We're looking for machine operators, you name it. If you're looking at a career change, whether you're entry level or a craftsman already, we have a spot for you, and we plan on growing. You know, our goal, Denny, is to grow our people by 15% year over year, every year.
Mm.
And right now, even though I think we've got 11 or 12 people at Lindis right now under 90 days of employment, including them, we have a 12.9 year average of tenure. So And just be prepared when you come over to Lindus. It's usually for a career, and we're celebrating 20, 25, 30-year anniversaries every month. And yeah, that's a lot of fun for us. And it also is fun for the customer, too. The people, you know, once you have 5-10 years of experience in this industry, or more importantly, even working for us, the customer experience is just better. And they know exactly what to expect. They know our culture. They, you know, my people that have been here for any length of time know that it's about making the people happy. So we do what it takes, whenever it takes, to make that happen. And heck, this week alone, Denny, the above and beyond stuff I'm getting from my customers about my people, where we're showing up the next day for triage things, taking trees off people's houses, patching roofs. I can tell you this, in the last 2 weeks, is 73. I was going through our opportunities that my people have been on. 73 times we've inspected people's houses and happily reported no damage. Hey, you do not have to make a hail claim here. Not enough damage to worry about, or no damage at all. So that's a service that we just do. It's free of charge. And my people are okay telling people no work needed here. Because, again, we talked about earlier, why the heck would we make up work? We're 10 weeks out already.
I was saying, you and I talk about young people, but not necessarily young, like just out of high school. But what if some person, young man, young woman, has an interest in Lindus Construction? I mean, can they be trained into various things? I assume so.
Absolutely.
Even though they may, you know, like me, you know, cut twice, measure once. You wouldn't want me, but but people who have had no training, you'll train them.
Yeah, yeah. Whether you're with a lot of experience or no experience at all, we have a tool program, we have a training program. And every one of our divisions, whether it's leaf guard roofing, windows, decking, you know, siding, you name it, there's tier systems. So you'll be able to work your way up in a very, you know, this timeline will be laid out for you, and it'll be a very objective pathway to becoming a foreman or other ways that you can advance throughout the company. So we try to show people those pathways, and it should increase your value, whether for us or anywhere else in the country. Once you're a craftsman in this industry, Denny,
yeah,
you get to write your own ticket, and you will always have work. I can tell you this, it's pretty rare. Like, as I can't remember a time in the last, I don't know, decade where my people didn't have work almost every week outside of weather instances. If it's too cold or we can't work because of weather, it's never because they're in demand. And so I think our industry is one of the best industries in the world to get into. And it's not just craftsmen that are after it, Denny. We have accountants, we have developers, we have web dev people, we have HR professionals.
Yeah.
Heck, look at the laws the state of Minnesota has passed in the last 5 years. I mean, employment law, the amount of time and effort I spend with our employment lawyers is pretty significant. So our industry drives a lot of different trades besides the people putting the things on the wall. There's other things that our industry is in need of as well. So just don't, if you don't think, just because you don't wear a tool belt doesn't mean you shouldn't be applying at Roofers or Lindus Construction or other types of companies like mine. I would highly look into it because, heck, you know, we are on a way to growth. And it doesn't seem like, no matter the interest rates, no matter where the new home construction is going, remodelers seem to always be steady. And
yep.
I can tell you this, I'm one remodeler that doesn't wish for hail. So stay away from hail stormers and stormers. The ups and downs in that industry aren't something I would like to deal with. But for me, I will hope that we have no more wind damage and no more hail damage. In that industry aren't something I would like to deal with. But for me, I will hope that we have no more wind damage and no more hail damage ever. That would be a perfect world for me.
But, and for the rest of us as well.
And exactly.
And we need to take a break. We're going to look at that forecast. Looks pretty good, I can tell you that. When we come back, we'll field some home improvement questions via text. If you want to call it in or text it in, your home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus answering those questions today at 651-461-9226. Andy was looking at a text about a listener wanting to put in a new vanity, and he or she says, I can't run the water and drain straight back. Can I divert them through the vanity? As I recall, several years ago, Lindus had to do that very thing on one of our bathrooms. It's doable, but I guess the structure of the vanity itself, how would you answer
doable.
That question?
I think, you're going to have some know-how, and depending on how the vanity itself is built. But, yeah, no, I think we definitely have done that before.
Yeah, so it's true. But check it out. Check out the structure. Here is a listener that says, I'm a happy customer of Lindus and LeafGuard gutters, very good, but my French drain is plugged, and I need a recommendation from Andy and a reliable company to help me. Debbie sent that in. Plugged up French drain, who would you recommend?
You know, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% certain. I would look for any type of drain cleaning, the Roto-Rooter people. Me personally, I bought the snake and done it myself. I have my own, tool to do this. And I think a lot of times, running that snake and a hose down through the French drain can make things happen, unless roots have actually grown through it. Then you might have an issue. So if it is one of those drains that daylights anywhere, it's a little bit easier to deal with for a do-it-yourselfer, but otherwise you're going to have to look into one of the Roto-Rooter guys, or any type of plumbing person is going to be a better bet. There's some landscapers that offer some of those services if they do drain tile work, but yeah, that'd be specifically, I don't really have a good recommendation, Denny.
A listener wants to know if you've ever seen bees in gutters, building nesting.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, yeah. I haven't had that. You've seen it, though.
Yeah. I can tell you this. Bee and wasp spray are in all of our vans, and we run into those on a regular basis in soffits and gutters. In any type of hooded type system on gutters, they can sometimes build nests in the hoods, but, wasps are going to build nests wherever they do. I have some ground ones right now. My apron in my garage, Denny, I've the little corner there, I don't know how big this nest is. I've gone after it a couple of times, and they still keep coming back. And, I was running the backpack blower along the front of my garage there and didn't realize this pack of ground wasps came up. I got 3 bites on my leg from them. Yeah.
I've gone after
them twice now. And they're still kicking. I don't know if my wasp spray is just fertilizer to these little fellas or what, but it doesn't seem to cause any harm.
I remember several years ago having whatever critters they were, but they built their nests in the ground, in the rocks of surrounding a tree, whatever. But they were very aggressive, and I didn't realize it, mowing the lawn and being stung. Holy mackerel. And then I went to somebody, and they said, it's funny you should bring this up, the sprays don't work. You have to have some kind of a powder. Supposedly those types of sprays are ineffective for this type of critter. I don't know why I'm getting off on a different tangent here, but just in case.
I'm going to be looking for wasp powder now today, that's for sure.
Yeah, somebody will know out there. We have, as you know, smart listeners, they'll give us some idea. But, yeah, and boy, they can be really nasty. Another texter says this, Andy, a 1970-built home, overhangs only have small metal strip for ventilation. How to fix for better ventilation? When could new gutters then be installed?
Unless you're messing with the fascia, new gutters can be installed anytime. The soffit, where that metal strip is, a lot of times changing that soffit out and cutting the entire soffit out so you have enough intake, that's what that is meant for. This is where the air is supposed to be going in. But more importantly, the chutes inside the attic, a lot of times the airflow isn't, no matter what the strip is doing, if on that top plate there's not room for air to flow into the attic and out of the roof vents, then it's not going to work. So we have to take a look at your intakes and make sure that sometimes these foam attic chutes need to be installed in order to allow that to happen, especially if you've had any type of insulation added over the years. You know, an R50 insulation, it's quite a, that fills up a lot of attic space. So you need those chutes to come in over the top of that insulation in order to get that intake air where it needs to go. So in theory, well, and this is what is supposed to be happening, that cold air is coming in, pushing the warm air out of your roof vents. So you need more of that intake happening. The goal is to try to create the attic space as the same temperature as it is outside during the wintertime especially.
Now, you and I have talked about the amount of commercials you'll see, hear, read about windows. And a listener wants to know, what should one look out, maybe look out for is the correct phrase, look for or look out for when looking to purchase new windows. Now, I know Lindus only puts in good stuff. I know that for a fact. So there's no worry there. But what if the customer who is does due diligence, shopping around, checking, you know, different, if you believe in reviews, what to look out for when you're looking at windows?
You know, how it's installed is going to be just as important as the type of window that you choose. Now, And tolerances of windows, there's a reason why we use the Infinity window or the Season Guard window. Both of them, when we do blower door tests, do not leak air. And if you look at the ratings for air infiltration, you know, again, I people that lobby and people that run these organizations that do the testing of this, there's a reason why by law, you can only put this number on there. Because the major manufacturers of windows are afraid that if you put the real number on there, they won't pass. Then everyone's going to know that renewal window leaks air like a sieve. So that number you're not allowed to put. So just put it this way: if the number is the standard is 1, ours beat that by like 30-fold. But the ratings aren't allowed to go put in there. So your air infiltration rating is important, and how it's installed, really, really important. You want a full frame installation, and more than likely you need new extension jams and new trim. The people trying to reuse your trim, reuse your extension jams, and put an insert window in, you get smaller glass, and it does nothing to address the air infiltration or the water infiltration rate. And I'm telling you, get an estimate from the renewal folks, get an estimate from the Infinity folks, get an estimate from a vinyl manufacturer. And if you sit down and you take a look at the hard numbers, you're going to find that those windows don't come up to the standards that Lindus expects. Our Infinity window does, the Season Guard window does. If I could use, I can use almost any window under the sun. And we choose those two for those reasons, because I'm worried about the next person to sit in my seat 30 years from now. What is this window going to do? And when you're talking about making homes more energy efficient, your air infiltration and your water infiltration are really, really important. And Danny, I've told the story, and it can be 15 below outside. The way these Infinity windows are designed, you're going to have solar heat gain in the wintertime that is unlike the other windows. So 14 below, my workout room, be set at 70 degrees. It might be 71, 72 degrees in there in the afternoon. It means my furnace is not kicking on. My in-floor heat is not kicking on. It's saving me money, and it's saving energy as a whole. It's just a, and it's making the room as comfortable as it possibly can be. So I my brothers both built houses. Any window under the sun they can choose to put in there. It's the infinity window outside of some doors that infinity doesn't make. So we go down to the Marvin ultimate window there. It's we have a couple of five-fold doors in my brother Alex's house that are spectacular. You want to see a whole wall of windows move? That's the type of door to put in your house.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up. The installation, even more importantly than the actual window. Tell you what, I'm getting a signal here. It's time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more, take more home improvement questions at 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus answering those home improvement questions this morning, as usual, at 651-461-9226. Andy, somebody who may have joined the show a little bit late, we were talking about Lindus hiring folks along a lot of different jobs. But again, we posed it earlier, but what about training new hires? You do that.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, but part of the deal, Denny, whether you're, again, completely skilled and you've been in this industry for a long time or you're entry level, we will find a spot for you. If it's a good fit, we're going to go through the process of training and investing time, money, and effort into you to turn you into as good a craftsman as you possibly can become. It's a, you know, we do it every year. And this is why we get people to stay with us 15, 20, 25, 30 years, is we're always looking for ways to improve. And I can tell you this, Denny, I'm learning stuff every year. I've been in this industry basically since I was, you know, I was on a roofing job. It would be illegal today. Let's put it this way. My dad would probably go to jail if I was doing this with my kids. You know, you can't have 12, 13-year-olds on roofs anymore. But that's how long, how old I was when I started roofing. So I learned every year. I'm learning this year. There's new stuff that comes down, new tools, new types of materials to use. Or we look at starting different divisions over the years. You know, adding roofing repairs the last few years. It's one of those things. Solar is something new to us this year. We've got done, you know, we're always looking to add something different or something new. And I can, it's careful with tools. It's an addiction. I can tell you this. It's I feel like some of my carpenters and some of my people sit there and wait for the Milwaukee tools to come out with something new, and they buy it just because it's new. I'm no different. I have a few tools I bought this year that I haven't even used yet. I mean, I've tried them out and maybe pulled the trigger and put them together, but I haven't used them yet, but because they were new, I had to have them. I got a roofing nailer, Denny. I haven't had a nail on roofing at my own home, and I don't remember when. So, but I have it here.
Oh, you kind of got me started on that same addiction, I think, with Milwaukee and just tools in general. I finally got a cordless angle grinder that works really great. But there are other tools that I thought I should really try to use one of these things one time. But whatever. I guess it's kind of a guy thing. I don't know. Is there any condition, Texter wants to know, or circumstances where the leaf guard gutter warranty would be void? Interesting question.
You know, the finish warranty gets void if there's hail damage on it. Obviously, any type of leak warranty might be void if there's hail damage or wind damage or a tree fell on it or something. So outside of, you know, things, acts of God, no. I don't, no. It would be, in fact, I believe that's how it's stated in the actual warranty, meaning outside of storm damage, if it's, you know, things that are covered by your insurance company or what can be considered, you know, storm damage, not covered under the leaf guard warranty. Everything else, covered.
We get this question a lot, as you know, as far as how far does Lindus travel to get do some work. This listener wants to know, does Lindus come out to Hutchinson, Minnesota?
No. Delano is about as far west as we go. Our Leaf Guard dealership agreement. We will maybe go out that far for customers if it's, you know, other work outside of Leaf Guard, but our Leaf Guard dealership agreement ends right there at the county line. So that would be the St. Cloud office that would do that type of work. And just know that that is a corporate-owned office. We're one of four, I believe, left in the country that are family-owned and operated. But don't be alarmed by that. That's the industry as a whole. It seems like everything's ran by a corporation nowadays.
Oh, isn't that true? I you and I should talk again about that sometime. We won't put you on the soapbox just yet. Today we're almost out of time. Another question. I'm sure Linda's. You guys get this all the time, as far as handyman services for smaller home repairs. What do you recommend when listeners or folks ask you about that issue?
There's a lot of things that we can handle, but the handyman services and smaller repairs usually are going along with other projects. For instance, it's we'll get our carpenters and our handymen involved on a leak repair, meaning there's some interior work that got damaged or some ceiling or whatever. We'll work on that. But I would, again, when you're hiring anybody for your home, check the references, call the references, and look at licensing and insurance. The biggest problem, the biggest worry I have with handymen is a lot of times they're one or two, you know, people working for them. And if that person gets hurt on your property, that might be on you. If they don't have the proper insurances, that's going to fall on your homeowner's insurance. So, and you think it's difficult getting insurance because he had a hail claim or two, have something like that happen and try to buy homeowner's insurance. So you need to do your due diligence on making those types of hires. And if they need to use your tools, chances are they don't have a license. I just heard that story. Yeah, you grab my ladder. He's using your ladder. And your ladder is 25 years old.
There's a red flag.
You know, so just keep in mind, again, this is our home. Sometimes the easy button isn't the best thing for it. And if you're like me, your home is the biggest investment you have. So you have to take and do your due diligence. Some of this has to fall on the customer. You know, we're the most complained on industry in the country every year, always. It's just the way it is. So Keep that in mind when you're buying home improvements. You're buying something that gets complained about more than any other industry, more than anywhere else you're going to spend your dollar.
I believe it.
So just mind your P's and Q's, you know, call some references, and if you can get a recommendation, all the better.
We're out of time, Andy, and I urge folks after the holiday, if you want to get some things done, whether it be Leaf Guard gutters, those Marvin windows, whatever the case may be, 844-9-LINDIS. That's the easiest number to remember, lindisconstruction.com. But call them. Yeah, call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. And certainly head out to the State Fair, get to the grandstand, and look for Lindis there. Andy, enjoy the holiday weekend. I know you will, and let's talk next week.
Yes, sir, Denny. One answer to one quick text here. Makita over Milwaukee. 1995 called. They want their drill back. I mean, Makita makes half the tools Milwaukee does, Denny. I mean, this guy can't be serious, right?
Okay. We got to run. Thanks, Andy.
See ya. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.